come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, Jesus says. He says it to you and to me. Perhaps you feel like you are coming in from the battle. Perhaps you have just come in from the office. The day has been long and fraught with discouraging, disagreeable situations. Or perhaps you are the exhausted mother of sick children, or the unemployed seeking anything in a financial nightmare. Maybe loved ones turned away. Maybe that business partner left you at the worst possible time. Perhaps you have been cheated and hurt and left feeling utterly alone. Perhaps you are exhausted. Picture those scenarios, or picture just the one that truly applies to you at this moment in time. Perhaps you feel that there cannot be another ounce of worry or gram more burden placed upon you, or you will break. You long for the dark apartment. You long for the quiet bedroom. Perhaps you seek the dark place where you can try to heal as a wounded animal seeks his cave. It hasn't helped, though, not if you are honest with yourself. Tomorrow will simply bring more to carry and more concerns without answers. Instead, read the words of this verse again. Think Jesus. His invitation is clear. Picture it in your mind for a moment. Jesus on the beach calling the fishermen. Jesus speaking love and truth to the multitudes. Come unto me, he says. He's speaking just to you. Now imagine in your thoughts, Jesus is opening his arms wide and saying those words just to you. Think of his open arms. Think of his words. Because he is speaking just to you. Right now, there is just Jesus and you in the room. Come unto me, he says to you. In essence, he is saying, I see you. Come to me. I know you have labored long and hard and are exhausted and discouraged. Simply come to me. That is the answer. That is the only solution. You open your eyes and see Jesus there in your mind, and you consciously go to him. That's it. Just go to him. Invite him into your heart. He knows all that has gone wrong and how you feel, and he simply wants you. Trust him. Go to him. The words to the prayers will come. Rest in Jesus. The heart turning and opening to him will let him in. He will become your Savior, and through him, God will forgive all your confessed sins, and all the answers to the needed questions will, in time, come. Right now, there is just Jesus and his arms open for you as he takes you in and gives you rest.